With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Eddie Jackson, Bears safety.
Nothing easy, baby. You got to work, hard work. Like Tariq, he had a saying. He said, don't wish for it, work for it. So we going to work for it.
Interceptor of passes.
Rodgers, late pressure coming, throwing over the middle. It's broken up and intercepted in the end zone. Coming out with it, Eddie Jackson.
Scorer of touchdowns.
Here's the throw. He's picked off, and there he goes. Eddie Jackson to the house at the 10-5 end zone. Touchdown.
It's fun. You know, we're trying to bring that swagger back to the Bears.
Quarterbacks. Ooh, they hate him, but we love him.
Like Coach Nugget says, we're either getting better or getting worse. And right now, we got a saying, we're chasing greatness. We're not just saying it, we're actually coming in every day and improving it.
Eddie Jackson, every week with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Eddie Jackson joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Eddie, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Eddie.
I'm good. Good morning. How y'all doing?
So help us out. Tell us about your bye week. What did you do? Did you have some fun? Do you feel better? Do you feel happy in life? Tell us about it.
I didn't do nothing, really. I went back home. You know, unfortunately, I had to go to a funeral, but...
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You went back to Florida?
Though. Yes. Oh. I went to Florida for a funeral. One of my homeboys had passed away that I grew up with, but... You know, got a little rest and got to see family and friends, so it was, you know.
Sorry to hear that, Eddie. When you look back at the London trip, besides obviously the game did not go as anyone wanted it to go, but how was the trip? What did you think of London?
It was a pretty cool trip. You know, time difference. You know, it sucks, but just you know, going over there and just seeing all the different things. You know, different culture. That was pretty cool. You know, it was a new experience. You know, something that we didn't think we was going to experience. You know, I didn't, you know, just going over there and seeing all the different things.
Yeah, it's a wide world of many different places. Have you never been to Europe before? Was that your first time?
Yes, that was my first time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's some great towns. I mean, you'd be surprised at the anonymity that you'd have, right? Because there's football fans, and there's a ton of people that went to the game, and in the stadium, everybody wears different jerseys, which is super bizarre. But you know, you could probably do a world tour in the off season one year, and no one would bother you.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. But it was nice. It was nice. We really enjoyed it, though. You know, unfortunately, we lost, but it was just good seeing something different.
What effect did the jet lag, if any, have on the game, Eddie?
Say it again.
What effect did jet lag have on the game?
I won't blame jet lag, you know, at all. But, you know, just, you know, I feel like it was just a different time. You know, the time zones and everything. We went over there, you know, we prepared well. You know, I feel like everyone was kind of rested. But, you know, we just didn't come out and play, you know, get started how we wanted to get started. You know, we had a slow start and we couldn't hold up on defense, and they was able to make more plays than we did. So that was the real reason behind it.
Is there any, you know, when you talk about that game, is there any doubt that the amount of time on the field affected you guys, especially late in the game? I mean, the time of possession was crazy in that game.
Yeah, I mean, for us on defense, you know, we didn't hold up. You know, I feel like we didn't, like I said, we came out slow, we came out flat, you know, in the beginning of the game, and fortunately we was able to pick it up towards the end. But that long drive that we gave up towards the end, that really hurt us, you know, hurt us bad. You know, we knew we needed it. And for our defense, you know, that's when we stand up at moments like that. And we weren't able to stand up right there. So that wasn't the best football that we were able to play. So we was kind of disappointed in ourselves and how we played. But the preparation and everything was well. We just didn't come out. We didn't get off to a good start. And we just have to finish better.
When you got back to work yesterday at Hallis Hall, what was the message for this defense?
Let's just get back to it. You know, we want to get that bad taste out of our mouths. You know, and unfortunately, we had to wait for a bye week, you know, and just to watch everyone play, so we had to wait a little longer to take stuff out of our mouths. But, you know, right now we're just back on track. You know, we're just putting them behind us and coming out. Now we got to make a statement game here at home.
Is it when you watch the Saints on tape, how extraordinary is it that they have carried on without Drew Brees? I mean, they're such a different team with Brees, and we've seen him run that operation for so long. Does it just look weird?
I won't say look weird. You know, Teddy's, he's doing his great job, you know, coming in and filling in them shoes. And you know what? He has a, he was on a four streak win.
Yeah.
So he's been playing very good, you know, and he's a good quarterback as well. You know, some things that he's doing a little different than Drew Brees, you know, holding the ball a little longer and, you know, just the experience of the game. You know, Drew's been around a long time and has done a lot of great things in the league. So, you know, it's kind of some big shoes feel, but he's doing a good job right now. You know, he has the momentum. You know, they're winning. So for us, you know, they're going to come in, you know, with that chip on their shoulder, you know, knowing they have to come at home in hostile territory. And us coming off that loss, you know, and also off of a bye week, you know, like I said, we just want to get this taste out of our mouth and just start back over with these wins.
What's the biggest challenge in defending a guy like Michael Thomas?
Just being on your cues, you know, coming in, playing physical, you know, don't let him get space. Don't let him get what he want to get. You know, you just got to play the game with him. You know, he's a physical receiver. You know, he's a big body. You know, even when he's covered, he's not covered. So for us, we just got to play real tight coverage. We got to come in, you know, and know, like I said, just play his game. We got to be physical with him.
It was strange to see a team be able to run against you guys, and especially strange given the way that that you shut down the Vikings the week before. What went wrong in the running game? Is there any more understanding? Was it just not used to the rookie? What was the problem?
I won't say not used to the rookie. You know, they had good.
You're
play
used
calling.
To him.
Yeah, you know, good play calling. You know, it's just like we get paid, they get paid. You know, it's the NFL. You know, they good and we good. So that was just as far as different things we didn't see. You know, a lot of chop blocks and things like that. That was out there, guys on the ground, and they like I said, it was a good play calling for them. You know, they was chopping a lot of our guys, so weren't letting our guys get their hands on the O-line and being able to, you know, rip and shed. You know, a lot of guys was ending up on the ground just, you know, by chop blocks and things like that.
Right.
And just schemes, you know, run schemes. You know, they did a very good job of run schemes and cross blockers and things like that that, you know, we've seen, but, you know, it's different from watching it on film and you watching it, you know, and doing it firsthand in the game, you know. So that's something that we glad it happened to us because now we know how to prepare for it going forward.
When you have the weekend off, how closely do you watch the other games and especially the ones in the division? Because last night, Monday Night Football, Packers looked pretty good. The Lions didn't look bad. But when you look at the Lions and the Vikings and the Packers and how good the division is, does that make it more urgent of a tone when you get back to practice, you know, at Hallis and when you have the Saints this weekend?
I'd say kind of. But, you know, that's always, you know, knowing them, our division opponents is always on the back of our mind. You know, you got to always come out and play those guys. You know, you can't ever, no matter if they're, you know, 2-3 or 4-1 or 5-1, you just always got to be able to come out and be ready to play because, you know, you can lose at any time, especially in our division. Like you said, how it's going right now, you know, everyone's playing pretty well. So for us, you know, we pay attention to the things, knowing, okay, we got to come out and play them. We see different type of things they do and just keep that in the back of your mind, knowing just when they come up on the schedule, what we have to do, what we have to look forward to, and just things like that. But we always know how much those games mean to us and our future and what we want to accomplish at the end of the season.
Eddie, how much football do you watch? I mean, there was a big SEC game over the weekend with LSU in Florida. Would you tune into something like that? Do you follow just the Crimson Tide? Do you watch a lot of NFL when you're on the bye week? Did you find yourself around the TV or did you stay away from it?
I found myself around the TV a little bit. You know, I watched college football, you know, the Georgia-South Carolina game and things like that, LSU in Florida, you know, Bama and Texas A&M. So you watch it a little bit, you know. And just NFL, you know, I just like to watch, you know, my peers around the league, see what they're doing. And also, you know, we had to play New Orleans, so, you know, you get to check them out. I always want to check out the opponent you're finna play the next upcoming week. So, you watch it a little bit. You know, most definitely, you definitely watch it a little bit. Just relax, kick your feet up, and just watch it and see what different things you can learn.
Do you? You must watch it differently than most people, right? Do you watch it from the perspective of your position, or do you watch it just as a fan?
Oh, I watch it just as a fan. You know, to be honest, you know. But like I said, when I watched the New Orleans Saints game, you know, you kind of watched it from, you know, my position, knowing right. the plays you have to make, but also a fan. You know, like I said, you know, I respect a lot of these guys around the league and the things they've done, you know, and guys who've been in the league a long time that, you know, you kind of look up to and just want to see them perform and the different things you can learn and take from the game. But, you know, so it's on both ends. But, you know, mostly, you know, you watch the game, it's just a fan.
Eddie, what does the loss of Akiem Hicks mean to this defense?
Oh, man, it's a tough loss for us, man. The type of play, the style of play King brings is, you know, it's hard to feel, you know. And right now we've been doing a good job, you know, holding up with guys coming in and, you know, stepping up. But, you know, just at the end of the day, that's a King, you know, and his resume speaks for itself. What he does on the field speaks for itself, you know, film, everything. So it's a tough loss, man. And, you know, we're hoping to have him back, you know, real soon, you know, for playoffs or end of the season. So, but it really hurts us, man. But, you know, we ride with him, and he still comes around. He's still engaged in meetings and things like that. So he's keeping the young guys and other guys, you know, coaching them up and showing them different things. So we really appreciate that.
God, that was a gruesome-looking injury. You know, when you watch it on tape, it was like – It made you uncomfortable because I don't think your arm's supposed to bend that way. I don't think your elbow's supposed to look that way. That was just an ugly one.
Yeah, it definitely was. And Keem, he's a tough guy.
Right.
You know, we walked up to him, you're like, man, look at my elbow, man. Just look at my elbow. You know, it's like, oh, man, you're looking at his elbow, but he's not really showing, like, what you expect him to be showing off of what his elbow looks like. But that just shows you the type of guy he is. You know, he's a strong dude, man. He's a big guy, strong dude. And, you know, he has no negative thoughts in his mind. You know, even after the injury, you see a smile on his face. You know, he's still up. You know, his Keem is just being a king. You know, he's going to attack this injury, you know, how he attack anything else.
Eddie, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you for having me, man. Y'all have a great one.
Okay, you too, buddy. That is Eddie Jackson. Always a joy to talk to Eddie. And a big welcome to our new partners at Mercedes-Benz of Orland Park, who sponsor Eddie Jackson on the Mully and Haw Show and Fridays at 5 p.m. with McNeil and Parkins. Make sure to listen to both segments live or on demand at 670thescore.com.
He was good. He was definitely, obviously, watched the little football and the Saints game sounds as important as you're making it, as you said it would be.
Yeah, I told you. It's the most important game in probably the last 50 years of NFL. Maybe I'm exaggerating.
I don't think you said that.
I don't know what I said.
No.
I just said it was a big game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.